spend the last week's van, we want to talk about the noise of Savlonis Panagaling in Chinuch. It's a direct overlap from last week's van, last week's noise. So, Be'emes, the noise of Savlonis is not an Indian that's bechlal miyuchad and unique to the Sugi of Chinuch. It's like, yeah, many in the Sugi of Vedas Hashem, namely Haskal of Midas, working on Midas, but from Midas Akas. But even though it's not unique to Sugis Chinuch, but that has its own world within Chinuch, and it's a Yisoid Godel, in the Sugis from Chinuch. I'm not sure, probably only be spending one vat in it, but it's Negei Kama Vekama Nekudas. Come back to it, Kama Pomim Vehem Shechanyonim. I think I mentioned once, I heard once from Nish Chinuch, Nish Chochem. His nusach was, he said, probably talking to another Chochem, but he said that Ledato, 95% of Chinuch is Tali, that's Lochem, 95% of Chinuch is Tali in Savlonis. The ability of the parents to be patient. And again, I don't know percentages, I'm not an expert, I don't know, but I agree to the, in a certain way to the Agdor that it's not a prat, it's a Nekudah Mekozis Ma'oid in the Sugi of Chinuch. So we'll try to explain a little bit why. A very short hagdor of what midas avlonis is. Again, b'mkoymoi, it's arichus. There's not the mizgeret to be marich in it. A short taich on what savlonis is. Savlonis, usually it's talked, we introduce it as b'negeya to midas kas. Somebody's doing something that extremely annoys you. What's ma'ir kas is, something's going against my razon. So I'm going against my razon. The chazan's taking a tremendous amount of time today. No patience. I'm on the line in Mayan, Alpayim, and the guy in front of me is, I'm going to get home, and it's taking this long time. My Chavrusa wants to see the Tosis again, the Rajb again. The Rish Chabur is pushing us weiter and weiter. There's no time. He wants to see it again. Kas. Okay. So most people think Savlonis is what we call his apkus. Most people think Savlonis is holding in the outside expression of your anger. You want to erupt in anger, you want to scream, you want to shry, you want to insult, you want to hit, you want to blow the guy up, blow whatever what's against your rutzen, it's causing you agitation. And you hold it in, misapkus. Well, k'muvan, that's not true. By homan, we spoke about that. And then, homan, it says, you try to be misapik. And it doesn't last. If you try to hold in, if be'etzim, the kasas nesayur, you try to hold in, there's only a certain amount of time you can hold it in, eventually everything's going to come out. Savlonis, just again, quick takdara, pure shell savlonis is the ability to live together with the thing that is causing you anger. Savlonis, soon we're going to have in the parashas, tachas sivlis mitzrayim. The word sevel is referred to also with physical pain or physical weight. Today, in modern day Hebrew, people who can move buildings, carry, move homes, they're called sabalim. Someone who could stand, they could hold the refrigerator on their head, and then he's got a sabal. What does he do? He's soivel a lot of weight. He's able to soivel, he's able to absorb a lot of weight. He's able to have the weight on him, and he's able to absorb it. He's not plotting a plot, then he's going to plot, he's not plotting. He's able to be soivel the weight. He's able to absorb it. It's something that's heavy, yeah, but there's a way to be soivel and absorb weight, sometimes even pain. There's a way to live with something. Yeah, it's totally menaged my ilon my apnimi. Right now, this is the last thing I want. I don't have any patience for this. But a megale, a midah that's called savlonis, is ability in a human being to be able to live b'kvifa achas with another metzias that is soiser him. This chavrusa right now is doing something different than him. He makes room for the other metzias. That's savlonis. How to develop that? That's not for right now. To work on other times, we're going to talk about how important it is for Chinuch. Where is it negeya in Chinuch, and how important it is for Chinuch? So we're going to see this is again. It's an akuda merkaza. It's not a parat. It's an all encompassing. It's one of the biggest sodas in the sugi from Chinuch. So avada kibshuta. It's negeya in midas lagabe Chinuch. It's aleph based. Many times your children are going to agitate you. One of the biggest sibis found many, many bachim who, when they were bachim innocently, it was very easy for them to be not just bekasonim, they didn't have so many sivas, and all of a sudden they get married. Besides shalom bayis issues, that's another thing, but even more, many, many times they find all of a sudden they have kids, and the kids are doing tens of annoying things a day, and all of a sudden he's tested midas sablonis. But let's leave that out a little bit. That's midas. Okay, midas overlaps in chinuch, like we spoke about once or twice in the past few weeks. But directly benegia to nekuda we spoke at the last 2 weeks. We saw that it's a tzorich otzum in chinuch. It's not, again, it's not just a side thing that comes up all the time. It's a tzorich otzum in chinuch to learn how not to be tasked fast meruba loyta faster. In other words, we'll say, it's be'etzim, chinuch requires much of the time not to be mechanich in many, many areas. We're going to have children at young ages, they're doing many, many, many kamas, especially in the younger ages. Many, many things in kamas that are extremely annoying, extremely not acceptable. And we can only be really be mechanich, focus on two, maybe one or two different areas. So there's going to be tons of things that they're doing that are totally acceptable. We can't be mechanic. And as the children are going to get older, you're going to see it's not so much in kamis, but there are going to be many things that our teenagers are going to do that are going to be even maybe more annoying because we expect more of them. And they're going to be, the prices are going to be higher because they're going to be doing things that are unacceptable. Sometimes they're going to be doing wrong things. They're going to be acting the wrong way with friends. They're not going to be respectful to the rabbein. They're going to be over averus in many, many areas sometimes. In different things, and we're not going to be able to mechanech in them. We're not going to be mechanech. You can't. It's a chay gadol. You cannot be mechanech in many things. If lu yitzur, you have a child that's been over 25 averes, it's impossible to mechanech in all 25 averes. No way. There's no way. So you could have a chetimsa and not again a chetimsa. It's a need. It's a necessity in chinuch to be able not to be mechanech. If I could shtel tzu a little bit, as Zoyvi the Velt says, remember exactly the diuk advarim. That says over from the Nesivis. The Nesivis says, what's the secret of writing a good sefer? The Nesivis said, it's not knowing what to write, it's knowing not to write. It's not knowing what to write. I have a lot to write. The Chochmah was not what not to write. Other Nesivis maybe said, as he grew older, he didn't write more, he erased more. It's common Nesivis. My Muzgur, you come out and ask any seasoned Magid Shir, he'll tell you the same thing. Every Machzor, he says less and less. Every machzor, he doesn't say more, he says less. He doesn't say more, he says less. In chinuch also, one of the biggest chochmas, and not only this, it's a necessity. It's wichtig in chinuch, and we need to be able to develop the ability not to be mechanech in many, many areas. There have to be areas that we cannot be mechanech. How do you do that? How do you do that? How can I do that? Self-honest. Let's speak out how challenging the situation is. I want to build it up a little bit. First of all, it's annoying mitzad us. It's hard for us to observe mitzad me. My personal feeling. It gets in my way. It's annoying. It's disturbing. It's hurtful. But there's a whole other nakuda. In parenting, it's not only hurtful because of what I'm experiencing. I feel bad for my children. I feel bad. This is my child. Look. He's growing up. He's going to grow up with all these bad habits, missing all these yisoides. It's one of the most challenging things, and it's ma'isim b'chol yom. It's a major chelak of chinuch. My child, my Yankee, my Shendi, they're doing all these things, and they're growing up as either an avaryon or balad balderech eretz, a chutzpinyak, or b'chuli, a rough kid, a kid with bad language, a kid with not respect. And I have to be'etzem stand there and watch. And be'etzem, zikher, not scream, but be'etzem not even be ma'or, be mayor, not even be critical. I'll talk about criticism much later, but more barichas, but I can't even be critical. This is from the Kashish of the English. I want to add in, and I want to bring out how difficult it is. I want to bring in a point, which is also, again, many scenarios in chinuch. When you talk about the feelings of a parent to a child, is this from the strongest feelings of Ava that ever existed. Probably the seer from the strongest feelings of Ava that exist. There's a bechina of Ava's Ishli Isha that also is stronger and different, but in the Gevisa Oifin, in the Tivis de Goifin, Ava, Ava Leben is the strongest, one of the strongest Avas. And it's more than strong. it's selfish. It's selfish and it's part of the self. It's part of its mailah. Always quote over morale. Bring it out. Morale is a more ridiculous morale. Think of the morals and gvuras. In one place in Chazal, it says that there's a parallel between the Asor and Nisyanis and the Esemachis. Chazal, maybe I'm still Abnosin. They compare the Eser Nisyanis of Avraham Avinu to Eser Nisyanis of Eser Machis of Mitzrayim. The morale says, at the Mahalach, I'm saying very bekitzer, but the Mahalach said, the Mahalach of the Nisyanis of Avraham Avinu was, because Baruch Hu wanted to test Avraham how Nemun he was to him. Is Avraham a totally Nemun to Kadosh Baruch Hu Arasoif? So, yeah, no, the answer is there are many, many layers to a human being. Many times you could be Nemun on the outside. But the question is, duch and duch to the core, on the bottom of the core, are you, is that the real me? The tachlis of the Essen Nisyonis was, the Lashon Lashon Moral, to reach Amitas Atzmoy of Avraham Avinu. To reach the most emistika, deepest nekuda in Avraham Avinu. When you wake up in the middle of the night, what are you going to do? A lot of things that a person would say, you'd be a good friend to somebody in the middle of the night, you won't run to that person. It's not the deepest part of him, the subconscious part of him. Deepest part of him. Zocht, the morale. What is, Kadosh Baruch Hu tested one Nisayim, two Nisayim, three Nisayim. No, still not clear that Avraham is mamish duch and duch. Add that he reached the tenth Nisayim, which is, Avas Aav Leben. Zog to morale, that is the tiefest nekuda there is in human being, that's you yourself. It's no more layers, there's no more layers, you just reach the core of who you are. On the tzad of Makos, zog to morale, Kadosh Baruch Hu did that, it wasn't testing, he was coming to be Makke, he was coming to knock them. In the beginning, he knocked them in the exterior, Dam, Svardeya, Kinim, Orv. And he knocked them, and he wanted to be hit the deepest kud, he wanted to knock out all the ra from them. Crush the ra. And until he hit the deepest chelik of the Mitzrayim, which was Avas Av Leben Makas Bechoris. Until he was pegeh them in the Avas Av Leben, he didn't reach the deepest nekuda of them. Help me from the morale. The Moridik and Nekuda. When you're dealing with your feelings to your child, you're dealing with the deepest nekuda that exists within you. Okay. So we have a tzir. There's a parent watching a child. And when a parent is watching a child doing something that is totally unacceptable, davening, running all over the place, b'chalal not caring about davening, talking during davening sometimes, not caring about learning b'chalal when he's supposed to be learning, he's playing, doing those one night, staying up late at night, smoking things that you don't want him to be smoking, who knows what he wants to be smoking, wearing shirts that you don't want him to be wearing, all kinds of different scenarios. And they're younger, they're acting, the mother sees the kids all sloppy, all not neat, not eating with the spot, not eating with derech er, not eating with all kinds of things. Be'etzem, I always say, I'm going to get back to this later, be'etzem, it's a tzir. The nisayon is as if you're seeing your own hand, imagine the person saw his own hand slapping someone else in the face, he couldn't control it. Your whole hand is writing all kinds of svarim and different things, writing all kinds of nonsense, all kinds of ridiculous things that you never heard of. That's what I see. When I see my son talking about Das Torah, Gedolim, and he's saying all kinds of things, that's what I see. I see him as somebody is writing my own opinion about it, and he's saying, obviously, all kinds of things that I don't necessarily agree with. And I have to many, many times, probably really, I have to push it, observe. I have to push it, not be mechanech. Again, this is from the saying of Sakash Hashem in English. Virabim chalol amipil, yeah. A lot of people, this is the sugis and chinuch, where they fall. They're not able to hold themselves back. What is mechayiv? Savlonis. Savlonis, like we said, the ability, I want to bring it out now, not just to hold on, it's not going to help. You're going to plots. Savlonis is, you make a room, you make mokum for your child's world from his side of the view. Let's build it up a little bit. What is savlonis? A little bit, b'negiat chinuch. There's a line I read from last week. I read it. Gerez Derech Hashem from the Mabit. There's a line, I want to make a little bit of a diyuk. He talks about having rachmanis on your children. He says you have to minoyig them berachamim. Don't scare them. His lashon is like this. Just like a Kodesh Baruch who is merachem on you, keinu yenagas beis berachamim v'yenahalim lat. I wanted to call attention to those last words. He says you should, you menahal them lat. borrowed to me that Nusach he takes from Lashon of Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu meets Esav, Parshas Vayishlach, and Esav suggests to him, let's go together, let's travel together. So Gedua, Yaakov answers him a lot of things over there, but Be'etzim Yaakov presents him with that we have different malachim in the world. We have a different malachim. You have one malach and I have another malach. You, Esav, you go in front. You run ahead. That's the lotion. The mahalach of Klal Yisrael, a lot of nekudas in this, not for yet. Klal Yisrael is not forerunners in this world. They're not the forerunners. They go, they walk slow. Klal Yisrael walks slow. They take it lot. But he says two pratim. L'regel ha-malocha, that means the arbit of Klal Yisrael in this world. That's one thing. It's not how they say. L'regel ha-malocha, u'l'regel al-yelodim, u'l'regel al-yelodim. That's the diak of the mabit. Shteit, the Yaakov says, my mahalach is l'sna la'at, for the malocha, what we have to do in this world, but also l'regel al-yelodim. We have to walk la'at la'at. What does that mean in our shprach? We have to walk according to the pace. Everyone knows this thing called the ketzef, right? It's the ketzef, the ketzef. We have to learn how to walk according to the pace of our children. Our children walk at a different pace, and oh boy, do they walk at a different pace. And so much of chinuch is that there's so many different versions of the pace that the children work, walking at it. We're not walking at that. And we have to learn, chochmas achinuch in so many areas is to learn, to open up, to make room for the child's world, that we can chap their pace and be able to shtel through to their pace. I don't want to shtel to another Meridik Rashi, which is from the Yisrael Sechinech, the Zaharinian. Everyone knows in Matan Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klai Yisrael on Parshas Yisrael, the Eses Chem Al Kanfei Nesharim, and Rashi brings, that the eagle has a special mahalach, he doesn't hold his children from underneath, he holds them on top, that the spears that should go on them, protect it. But there's a Hemshech, there's a Shlomit to that Rashi. The Musig of a Nesher, there's a Shlomit to that, to this whole Pasuk. In Parshas Hazinu, you see that the whole Hanhogah, the Hanhogah Kodesh Baruch Hu's snag with Klal Yisrael is like a Nesher. Pasuk in Parshas Hazinu state, Kinesher Yo'ir Kinoi, Al Goyuz Alov Yirachev, Yifrois Knof of Yikochev, you say all have Rosh. Zok Rashi. Big, big Zach. These are big, very big things. Big Yisoidis. Kinesher Yo'ir Kinoi, No Game Berachamim, Nochem, Loshen Rachamim. It says, Rachal Kodesh Baruch Hu is Manhi Klal Yisrael Berachamim Ubekemla. Listen to the marshal. Kinesher azeh rachmoni al bonov. He is rachamim on his children. Rachamim is always the ability to shtel tzu to the feelings of the other side. That's what rachmonis is, shtel tzu. But listen to what Rashi says. Ve'einoi nichnes lekanoi pitoim. Most of the birds, they come to the nest, they come whoosh, like that. They come full force. The nest is not like that. Adshu mekashkesh umetarif albonov beknofav. He always speaks, knocks on the door. He can't knock on a nest. So what he does is he flaps his wings. He moves the sticks, the twigs of the nest a little bit. Umetarif albonov beknofav bein ilan ilan bein soichel chaverta between each branch. Kidei sheyoiru bonov v'yehe ben koyach lekabloi. The nesher, he doesn't come from the top like this. The eagle is a grace, a koyach, and a grace is very big. He makes a simon that he's coming, so the children can be able to misur from themselves, and they can be makabal him from their side. The next Rashi, second two Rashi's, Al goyza love yirachiv, einoy machbir atzmo yaleim. He doesn't weigh himself then. Ela mechoyfiv, negeya ve'einoy negeya. This is more, ridiculous. It's saved so much of a chokhmah sechinach here. Noigeya ve'ene negeya. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk state of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shaka Eloi Matzanu Sagi Koyach. The Eibishter, the Koyach, the Eibishter is on. can't even fathom it. Aber kishaboli ten Torah le nigle aleim erucha ruach achas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a goyiz of love yirachi. Ela midalad ruches. Midalad ruches. And nachan akudam we'll talk about it by Hemshech. Aber state that there's a way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manic. Klal Yisrael, this is the exact dogma of Mechanech, supposed to be Mechanech. Agav, also Mechanech. In Yeshiva. But in Nenu, it's in the home. A Mechanech has to realize that he's coming from the top, and his ketzev, his pace, and his world is totally, totally, totally different than the Mekablim. Totally. In so many, so many which ways. And the natural mahalach is that you go your side. But what happens? You go, whoosh, and then happens is an 18 wheel collision. It plots. We have to learn how to make room for the other side. We have to learn how to do like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Al goy zolav yorachiv. Nisnale menale mat. I'm going to see this. We're talking about the meat of this is aplomas. But first, let's shtalavek. Firstly, it's nagea. And let's see what we just said. In chinuch, there are going to be so many times that we're going to have to first push it. Be mavli, be push it loud. Just don't do anything. But if I concentrate at this tzir, it's impossible for me to hold myself back. My child is doing this aver, is doing this unacceptable pattern of behavior. He's doing sometimes just the most annoying thing in the world. How could I do that? The answer is there's something called Savlonis Rachmonis. I have to make room for his world. First nafkamina, speaking about the past few weeks. First of all, to realize, we spoke about this last week, that part of your difficulty, why it's so unacceptable, is because you're seeing it from your side. We spoke about this last week. At the most, your child, 99% of the time, it's an expression of undevelopedness. Even the child, 15, who's smoking who knows what, who's doing stupid things, cutting school, whatever it is, you're seeing it from your side. From your side, it's an atrocity. Yeah, you're 30, 35. You've been through so much in life. It's an atrocity. The child, Be'etzem, he's living in a different world. He's in a much more innocent place than you are. He's a growth in progress. If you'd be able to see it from his world, you would see it's not the worst thing in the world. You would be able to realize and be able to show to the fact that if you keep the general sugi of chinuch going like we've been speaking about, it's not going to be the damage that you think is being created from this. These matzovim is not nearly what you're seeing from your side. Tenale la'at. We have to have the ability to chap from his side. I'm telling you, you're seeing it so warped. You're seeing it, you can't take it because you're seeing it from your side. But if you'll be able to see it from your side, at the most, there's a head there. There's a head there. Give him time. Oh, you need Safonis for that. Without Safonis, it's impossible. So Aleph is Nagel, is Ashlomit, what we've been speaking about. The ability, what we call not being mechanech, but be'etzem, to make room for your child, to be able to develop at his pace, to be able to develop. He's developing you. We'll talk about this. He loves you and he wants to imitate you and he wants to emulate you in more ways, but he's not ready. He's not ready. And you're shoving him and you're being a stubborn person. You're pushing him on 16 things. You're ruining him. But it's so annoying and it can't be and it can't sound acceptable. He's the most common example, he's sleeping straight through his mind. He's like all his mind kriyishmas. Maybe the Hasidus is my kriyishmas, I don't know them. But he's over all his mind kriyishmas. It's the ra'is. Gefaelach. How could I let him do that? You're seeing it from your side, you're not seeing it from his side. For him, it's just an innocent sleeping. That's it. He needs a little sleep. He's not even knowing, he doesn't know what his mind kriyishmas is. He's not seeing everything you're seeing. Give him his place. Aleph. Base. Now we take it on. You can't begin to imagine how many different sugyas or eras of chinuch savlonis. This is the pirush in what the chacham said. When he said savlonis is 95% of chinuch, he meant it's negeya layers. So many layers of chinuch. One, and this is the mamish this Rashi. When we actually do mechanech, how are we mechanech? This again, we make this mistake. We're mechanech from our side, and not from his side. The portions that we give him, you know, every mother knows. You give a baby, how many portions do you put? How many portions of food, you know? You give him too much, you like a grown-up. I don't know what's gonna do. A baby has to eat according to his matzav. Everything that they take, they have to take according to their matzav. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu will come from the top. If you come from his point, his angle, he'll be served for us. Deibish te'enoi mevadov. Pachar chait, what a chait is, it's not shaykh. Rav Shimon bar Yochai comes out of the cave, he burns. That's going to why I wasn't ready for that, but lemaisa, that was a lack of goyza love yirachif.
Al goy zalav yachiv. He wasn't kiyor kinesh yor kaidah. He burns it. We can't come from our angle. I'll give you a nechilechem. A magid shir comes. He has the sugi working. I'm learning tough for kai now. Tough for shalkes boy tikva. I've been in Baruch Hashem to this a bunch of times. There's so many parotim. The mistake of so many of the Bisei Torah is they start from their side. It's taka very hard. You have it clear. You see it at the end. But when somebody is going through the sugya, you can't start from your side. When you're talking to somebody who's in the middle of learning, and you have so many things worth the hard, you come from your side. That's the opposite of Neshiyah kind of. That's coming pitoin. You have to be able to let the person make mistakes, let the person see from his things. You have to be able to go with his pace. Believe me, it's my cautious mega English. It's very hard. At the end of the day, you're coming, you're you, you're alive, you're there. You're alive. In the sugi of chinuch, which is be'etzem, what is the sugi of chinuch? We were marked in the beginning of the first few vadim. Be'etzem, the sugi of chinuch hayurim is to merge my world, the world of the parent, with the world of the child. Take my chokhma, to take them, to bring the child to mechanechim. In that point of friction that we're bringing out, there's a huge, huge challenge that how are you going to meet his world? How's that mifkash going to happen? Is it going to come from your side? You're going to run him over. How many tzirim I could give? It's in so many different levels and different areas. I'll give you one tzir that sticks out of my mind. I had this happens many times, many near young galait that eventually go back to work. And one young man, Staka stayed many, many years, went back to work. And I can't remember how many phone calls I had from his parents. How upset with him. How quickly, what he called in his world, how quickly he fell. The transition, it's not for now, but the transition from the yeshiva world to the work world is something, it's a growth in process. This father was the same exact way as a son, Mamish. Nor he grew up. And when he was 35 and 40, he started getting into learning. He started working himself out. And he was a worked out balabas kilu, who still worked, but spent a lot of time learning, and was a more yeshivish person. And he had absolutely no patience for his son, no patience for his son. And I can't begin to explain how much friction was creating. He doesn't even realize, I saw from the side, he wasn't giving his son the time of day. He wasn't giving his son the time of day. He has to also make mistakes. He also made mistakes. A person can't just hop everything right away. You have the maturity of life experience. I'm giving you one mashal from way down the line, but we do this hundreds and hundreds of times over again. When we mechanic our children, mechanic from our point of view, our point of clarity, worked outness, maturity, greatness, intelligence, we're standing over here and we're feeding it to them from their side. Hello. This is the point. Again, we're talking over here. We are being mechanic. Oh, but you have to open up his world. You have to open up his world. Feed it to him in a way that is palpable for him. Feed it to him. Give it to him. You have to be able to fear and hear and see what's going on by him. This is application two. The third application is, and we've kind of discussed this one or two times, is we have to extremely pay attention to the child's perception of the things we are saying. I don't know if this is called the pace. We mentioned many times the child standing from this side and we're standing the same side, the same exact thing we're saying that we think it's very clear. The child is at least 20 years, almost come out always, 20 years apart from you. Today the world changes every 5 years as a generation, so it's almost four generations. Different than you. He thinks different than you. The same exact thing that you're saying, when it's so clear to you, it's so not clear to him. So many times we have in chinuch parents who thought they were expressing love and to the child that wasn't, didn't know what he's talking about. So many times what I'm expressing, it's perceived by the child totally different. Take one seer we spoke about. The very fact that by the child, the olam of chush, the world of physical senses, the world of what the experiences, the emotions, is teif is so much more mokim than seichel. That's something, again, that I could tell you 100 times, but in a real life situation, you're not living with that idea. when you are talking to your child, it's so clear you're giving over a certain message, but he's getting a totally different message. I forgot to say this then, but there was once called Val Gazog, Dalton Golan. He once said he observed in a shul. He observed in a shul how father saw that his child was totally not acting properly during the davening. He was talking, playing with his friend, going running and this, and pushing sidurim and different things. And the father kept on pushing him, and finally the kid wasn't looking everything to the eyes of the father. The child was totally misazzled. He called over the child, he poked over the child, and he slammed him. Fine. After the whole davening, the murder, he called him over and he said like this. He said, "You just taught your child two things. You taught your child two things. One thing you taught him is you have to daven like a mensch. You can't play around davening, so you have to daven like a mensch. But you also taught him that it's mutter to break out of rupting kas. Because you totally slammed the man of kas. It's clear. You don't know it. Which message did you hear, think he heard clear?" He said, "Which message did you hear?" Murray Dickazog, he said, "I'll say, Godol Shimusha Yoyser Midi Muda. The importance of davening Haroi, you taught him, you malamed him. Being erupting in kas, you mshamash him. He felt it. You mshamash him. He had shimush in kas. Godol Shimusha Yoyser Midi Muda." Murray Dickazog. But what is, this is an exact theme of what I just said. To the parent, he doesn't pay attention to that. He doesn't pay attention how much words and different things that you tell him, their taif is so little mukam in the child. The words that you throw in while you're telling him and where you're coming from and how it's so clear to, that's so little. The ilm of khush is taifas. That itself is something. Without self-awareness, you can't do that. What you need is we need the ability to, while I'm being mechanech, the world of my child has to be alive by me. Is a loshen in psukim and in chazal to be kashuv. Kashuv. You say in Tehillim, Tiyena aznecha kashuvois l'kol tachan. Kashuv doesn't mean just listen, hear me. It means attentive. It means be attentive to my Yerem Atzev. We ask, Dor Melch Yasa Kodesh Baruch Hu, not only answer what I'm saying, feel my pain, be attentive, see my side of the things. Kashuv. Kashuv means you have to be able to be attentive in chinuch always to how the child's experiencing what you're doing. It's not, yeah, countless. I can't even go into that many protein. So many different protein. You have to be cautious and see that he is, the way he's interpreting what you're saying, the same as that you think you're clear, he can be interpreting it a totally different way. How do you do this? One way. You need to have this sugya of Isnalimat. You need the sugya of Agoizul of Yerachiv. Like a Nesha. We have to. I'm coming and I'm there. I'm not here. I'm there. At the end of the day, the chinuch is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to give chinuch. He wants you to be alive. But at the Bavas Achas, you have to be there, and you have to have your child's world existing and alive and chai v'kayim in front of me. The only way to do that is Saflanis. If you didn't start working on Saflanis, you better get started. Saflanis, without Saflanis, it's not Shaykh to Mechanechol. We spoke three different Afghaminas, but overall, we won the whole, which is Yesoy Nechinech. From the big Yesoydis of Chinech is, since it's a merge of my world and his world, like we explained, because that's the only way it's going to be. Tchilas knis asay ledavish asay lamid way. That's what chinuch is. So I have to hit his world. So memela, I have to develop the ability constantly in chinuch to be intact with his world, from his side, not from my side. And savlonis is the only way to do that. So.